Good morning. Todd Zwillick filling in for John Hockenberry this week while he's on vacation, and I'm here with Celeste Headley here on The Takeaway. Well, states and local governments are trying to balance those budgets across the country, or at least reduce their deficits. That's the watchword right now. Today, we're taking a look at efforts to balance the budget by cutting teachers' benefits. Joining us is Bob Henley, senior reporter for our flagship station, WNYC. He was in Trenton yesterday in the chamber when Republican Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey had to present his second annual state budget. Now, he proposed a $29.4 billion budget that he says will cut state spending by about 2.5% in 2012. Listen to Christie.
Some thought the change might come from the federal government. Well, that hadn't been the case. The federal government spending more than ever. The change is coming from the states, and the charge is being led by New Jersey.
Now, Bob Henley from WNYC, Chris Christie is actually increasing money for education a little bit, but going after those teachers' pensions.
Well, actually, you have to put in context that last year he cut education by $800 million, so he boosted it by $250 million. But Democrats say he's still short some $2 billion that the state is required by a court decision for the mostly poor urban districts. Now, Christie shoots back, Todd, that money alone isn't the answer, citing some 100,000 children, mostly of color, who he says are trapped in 200 failing schools that cost as much as $27,000 per kid, well above the national average. So he does boost funding for charters and calls for significant tenure reform. And you're right, he does really want to change the social contract for all public employees.
Okay, going after teachers and other public employees for their pensions sounds kind of familiar, Bob Henley. Does that mean that Chris Christie is going to get involved in the same kind of battle that we're seeing in Wisconsin, in to a certain extent in Indiana and other states?
Well, actually, New Jersey is very different because it's had a generation of bipartisan pension malfeasance. There's some $54 billion in unfunded pension liabilities and another $67 billion in unfunded health benefit liabilities. Now, what he's done ingeniously is link property tax relief for seniors, the disabled, and families making less than $75,000 to the notion of having employees pay 30% of their health care premium, up from 8%, and it's a democratically controlled legislature, so he puts them in a tough spot. Do you want your base in terms of labor or your constituency?
He is turning out to be a talented politician. Bob Henley from our flagship station WNYC in New York was in Trenton for the unveiling of New Jersey's budget. Bob, thank you.
Thanks, son.
All right. Education is where a lot of the cuts or some additions are coming. We want to turn now to Sean Kavanaugh, staff writer for Education Week, who's going to help put New Jersey into context across the nation. Sean, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, as you look at state budgets across the country, my understanding is that the two things that are most expensive, one, Medicaid, health care for the poor. The second thing in almost every state is education. That's where the real money is, right?
That's absolutely right. And if you look at where states are, New Jersey is, in terms of its budget situation, is by no means unusual. States are in a really tough spot. Something like 46 states went into the current fiscal year facing budget shortfalls. A lot of people think that the coming fiscal year could be the worst one on record for states. And you're right, education is where a lot of the money is. And at the same time, education has traditionally been protected by governors and state lawmakers. You know, they argue that, as President Obama has, that that education is one of the keys to growing, sustaining your economy over time, and that you simply don't want to make cuts to K-12 unless you absolutely have to.
Part of the social contract with teachers, as I understand it, always was, look, the pay's lousy, we can't get around that, but the benefits are pretty darn good. You get a good pension, you get good health care, you don't have to pay a lot for it. Is there a danger now of that social contract, that implicit contract, kind of falling by the wayside in a lot of states?
Well, I think you're right. That is the argument that's been put forward. I mean, especially for teachers, what they've said is, look, we might be receiving pension benefits, health care benefits that are more generous than the private sector, but our wages don't keep up with the private sector. That's their argument. I will say that if you look at what's going on in states around the country, teachers and other public employees have been willing to take a hit on their pensions and health care benefits. In something like 10 states, teachers and other public employees have agreed to make higher contributions to their pensions and health care systems. They've said, hey, look, you know, we understand that shared sacrifice is necessary. And
they say they're willing to they say they're willing to do that in Wisconsin. The teachers say they are.
Absolutely. But, of course, in Wisconsin and apparently in some other states, it doesn't appear to be just about saving money. It appears to be about changing the collective bargaining power of teachers and other public employees, which Governor Scott Walker and some other governors say will ultimately drive down costs for state and local governments. That's the argument, at least.
Sean Kavanaugh, have teachers lost the hearts and minds of the public? You know, you look at these budget battles, and in a place like Wisconsin, where the public employees who are exempt from this collective bargaining bill, the budget repair bill, look at who's exempt: firefighters and police officers and other public employees, but not teachers. It makes me wonder if teachers haven't sort of lost the PR battle with the public, and now it's okay to go after teachers.
Well, I think it depends. I think, you know, by and large, the public still has great respect for teachers, and they regard teaching as a noble profession, one that a lot of people, quite frankly, would love to get into. But I think that teachers' unions have been on the bad end of a lot of bad publicity in recent years, in battling over issues of teacher quality. Should their pay, should their evaluations be tied to performance? And so there really has been a standoff in terms of teachers' unions versus in a lot of states, governors and state lawmakers, especially with this new Republican wave.
I was going to say, Sean Kavanaugh, there's little doubt that Republican governors and legislatures across the country see a moment here when it comes to public sector unions, teacher unions in particular. Sean Kavanaugh, staff writer for Education Week, joining us. Keep an eye not just on New Jersey and Wisconsin, ladies and gentlemen, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Indiana. This battle, to different degrees, is going to replicate itself across the country with teachers' unions and other public sector unions as well. Sean Kavanaugh, thank you.